Nocturne Till 6 with Ian Nocter on WLRFM.
Brought to you by Go Dungarvan. Seats to spare, car share.
Tomorrow in the Dungarvan Enterprise Centre at around 12:30, Bill Yao, the investor and philanthropist, is going to be coming along for a bit of lunch. This is your opportunity to meet the man and to talk to him. It's kind of a networking event as much as a lunch, so there'll be a lot of walking around and chatting and getting to know each other at it. And Bill he's the main man behind Coder Dojo in terms of one of the main investors in terms of getting it up and running, but it's also done so much else in his life, and he has very very strong and very clear views about what we need to do to get ourselves out of the hole that we're in. Reading one quote from him: are we ready to pull ourselves out of the mud, or are we ready for the slaughter? This is in terms of teaching our kids technically and getting, I suppose, our economy back on track through that particular part of the economy. Now Bill joins me now on the line, and looking forward to having the chat with him and to meeting you tomorrow as well, Bill. Welcome to the programme, Bill.
Thanks, Ian. I'm very glad to be here.
Good indeed. Bill, let's start off first of all about the way we teach our children the technical subjects. There's something like, I'd notice it's still the same figure, but 20,000 tech jobs open and up for grabs in this country and unfilled because we don't have the people to fill them. We don't have the graduates coming out of college quickly enough. Are we teaching our kids incorrectly from the get-go, do you think, when it comes to things technical?
Well, I think one important thing to think about, just to segue for a second, mm-hmm. you know, those 20,000 tech jobs, every time you fill one of those tech jobs, you create five other non-tech jobs to support it, because those tech jobs are actually the cutting edge of value creation. That's where the real stuff gets made.
Right.
And when you make new valuable stuff, you then need a whole lot of other people to sell it, support it, market it, you know, empty the bins, all of those things, you know, flow on. So those 20,000 tech jobs being filled could actually feasibly and foreseeably do away with about a quarter of Ireland's current unemployment.
Wow.
Which is a little counterintuitive, and it's a message that I think bears repeating. Now, when it comes to how we educate children, there's this big divergence between the science and what's been tested to work and what is being implemented around the world, not just in Ireland, but around the world, in terms of having kids learn.
Hmm.
And I think there's a big gap, and I think we all subtly know it, between teaching someone something and assisting them to learn something.
Indeed.
And in the technical arts, you know, if you look at programming specifically, programming is a language skill. Now, you don't teach your kid to speak. You literally, you know, have them learn. They learn it themselves. There's this incredible mechanism there to exploit in terms of languages. The best programmers I know are poets. They say more with fewer beautiful lines of code because they've learned young.
Yeah.
And not only globally are we not enabling kids to learn this really critical language skill young enough, we're also then later trying to teach them it at a stage where they're not as good with learning languages. And the results speak for themselves. It's not just that we're not producing enough graduates from computer college courses. It's also that a lot of them have learned too late to get really, really good. They need years and years and years more practice before they get really good. And that means that the gap isn't just the number of graduates. It's also the number of graduates who are really ready to work. So we and the rest of the world, not just Ireland, but the rest of the world, are making this mistake.
So the
only country in the world, Estonia, has started to mandate teaching programming. I think Vietnam, too, has mandated teaching programming at a young enough age.
That is the way to go, obviously. And Coder Dojo, the project that yourself and James Welton are so behind, it does seem to be making waves. I know in Waterford alone, there must be four or five different Coder Dojos happening every Saturday morning. That must be encouraging.
It is encouraging. My vision for Kota Dojo in Ireland is to make Ireland the new centre of the Renaissance. Mm. The, you know, literally a new enlightenment.
Mm.
And for that to happen, I believe that we need to take our scholarly and poetic heritage in Ireland and apply it to this new language of code. And so my vision is to see a Kota Dojo literally in every parish.
Yeah.
And that means that every kid, whatever age, you know, has access to learn this stuff, to come to an environment where they can have some fun, they can meet other kids with some like mind, and they can play with this technology, because when you play with it, that's how you really learn it.
Yeah, yeah. So game-based learning is what's at the centre of all this.
Well, it's not game-based. It's hard stuff. I watch these kids. I still go every Saturday to the National Software Centre in Cork, where we founded the movement.
Yeah.
I watch my kids and other kids interacting with the technology, and they make up their own games. You know, it's not like we create a game for them.
Yeah.
That would also be more like teaching. We just give them the space and the encouragement. You know, the researcher Sagata Mitra in University of Newcastle says, if you really want kids to learn, use the grandmother method, admire and encourage.
Mm.
And that simple thing works really well. And by the way, one thing you mentioned before was that I'd invested in Kota Dojo. The only thing I've invested in Kota Dojo and the only thing James has invested in Kota Dojo is time.
Isn't that fantastic?
Right, because the Kota Dojo movement, and it doesn't have a bank account, it doesn't have a central command headquarters. It has been designed so that anyone can literally start one. And, you know, we love it when companies just say, look, we've got a cafeteria, we can open it for a couple of hours, you know, on a Saturday or an evening.
Yeah.
And just invite the local kids and our staff kids together to play with this technology in the Kota Dojo way. And that works. It really works. It produces amazing results.
And just a bit more detail of clarification, my own. As the kids are sitting down and they have this idea that they want to create a game, and you know, you're saying the grandmother approach to it, when they hit an obstacle, is that where the programmers come in to help them over the obstacle?
Well, you know, the way I tell the kids at National Software Center when they ask, you know, well, I've got a problem here, the first thing I say is, have you Googled it? The second thing I say is, have you Googled it with one of your friends?
Right.
And the third thing I say is, if you and three of your other friends have Googled this and looked for the answer and you still can't find an answer, well, yeah, okay, we could ask an expert, but don't expect them to know either.
And Bill, you might be thinking then, oh, if there isn't an answer to this, maybe that's something we can invest in and find an answer to. Who knows? Who knows? See, exactly. That's the way. Bill, look, we're really looking forward to you coming along tomorrow. It's in the Dungarvan Enterprise Centre, which is on Lower Main Street. Go on to the Enterprise Centre website if you want to book tickets for it. They're £25 a pop, but you get lunch as well and a chat with Bill. And it'll be a lovely networking session, 12:30 to 2:00 or so tomorrow. Been a pleasure talking to you, and looking forward to meeting you in person tomorrow.
Thanks, Ian. I'm really looking forward to it.
Nocturne till 6 with Ian Nocturne on WLRFM.
Brought to you by Go Dungarvan. Seats to spare? Car share.